Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 28th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 5.5 cents at 5.62¾, December wheat up 12¾ cents at 7.72½, and November beans down 5.5 cents at 12.33¾. Once again, we had a pretty good explosion in prices. The wheat, probably the biggest push up. At one point, they were 20 cents higher, and then we sold off, closed about 7.5 cents off the highs. The high was 580. The corn closed about 6 cents off its highs. We got up to 568¾, closed to 562¾. The beans got up to 1249½ and closed to 1233¾. That was almost 16 cents off the highs. And it's been kind of the pattern here. We get this explosion early in the morning between 8:30 and 9:30, and then we spend the rest of the day backing off. Beans lower here. Oil was down 55. Meal was steady. The crude oil came back. It rallied 2 cents or $2 off of last night's lows. We got down to 80.58. Right now we're at close to 82.81, so more than $2 a barrel off the lows. But it really didn't do too much for the bean oil. Bean oil was only about 35 ticks off its lows. So kind of a volatile, confusing day out here. The general consensus is traders are worried about inflation, particularly in the corn market, seed, fuel, fertilizer, potentially less acres. I'm not buying into that right now. You know, like we talked about yesterday, the average guess is one guy came out and said 3 million less corn, 3 million more beans. With the corn-bean ratio where it's at, I just don't see that we're going to get that big of a switch. Farmers love to plant corn, grow corn, and harvest corn. They like to keep their rotations where possible. So I just don't think that there's enough real impetus for them to make that big of a switch, 3 million acres. I just don't see it. But in the meantime, you know, the funds are buying corn and selling beans. Kansas City wheat made a new contract high today and high close. That was the Minneapolis wheat. Kansas City wheat made a new contract high and high close. Let's double check this. Minneapolis didn't make a new high, but it made a new high close. So can we make another high tomorrow on the last Friday of the month? That's certainly possible. All we have to do is close it, you know, 0.25 cent higher. That would be a new high close in here. But Chicago is putting in a pretty good head and shoulders formation out here. We took out the neckline from the first left leg or left shoulder to the right shoulder, but now it looks like there's another right shoulder. We'd have to take out 86.5 to really violate that head and shoulders. I mean, granted, that's only 13 cents away. The high close was 775.5, so we just need to close 2 cents higher to have a new high close in Chicago wheat as well. The oats backed off 0.5 cent here today, 710.5, so all we'd have to do is close 0.75 cent higher tomorrow on the oats, and we'd have a new high close in the oats. So there's a lot of moving parts of this market right now. The funds seem to want to get excited. I don't see why they're pushing Chicago and Kansas City wheat this high. Granted, Minneapolis is at 1037, but, you know, Argentina is going to be cutting wheat pretty soon. The Russians seem to have wheat. It seems to be cheaper than us because we saw the Egyptians take mainly Russian wheat the other day, some Romanian, some Ukrainian. So I just don't see that the demand is there for winter wheat. Now, spring wheat, you know, it's a different animal. Oats have been a different animal out here. But the way this market is acting in the volatility, we tend to make highs the last Friday of the month. We get more volatile on contract highs and contract lows. We're certainly seeing that. So I'm wondering if tomorrow we don't run our course on this thing and maybe turn it around after that. But you know, I just think that the stocks report, the carryouts on the 9th of November are going to show big bean carryouts. Certainly not worth The prices we're seeing out here for new crop beans at 1230 roughly. You know, I think it's way overpriced that we've got to carry up, pushing over 360 and headed toward 400 million. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.